Hello and welcome. You are tuned in to the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Mr. Manish Mota, Managing Director at Learning Spiral. Now, home-based exams are being held across educational institutes. This is to ensure that students don't contract any infection while going into physical examination centers. Online proctoring is one of the systems that is being used to ensure that the home-based exams are fair, just, and are equitable. Now, let us learn from Mr. Mota on how this is becoming the new normal. Hello, Mr. Manish Mota. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Saraswati.
So, first of all, online proctoring is becoming the new normal. But at an all-India basis, would you think this is the most effective way to kind of conduct examinations right now?
If you look at it, these are quite unusual times. So we are caught between a situation where perhaps the most ideal, which would have been, attending classes in their colleges, all of those things are perhaps not, feasible or feasible at high risk. Keeping that in mind, I think we need to evolve and figure out solutions which can work in this current scenario. And that's where, examinations with remote proctoring fits in pretty well. And even for our country, I think across India, this is a good situation in which a solution like remote proctoring can ensure that there is assessments with reasonable level of fairness and to ensure that students who are really the outliers can be assessed in an accurate manner.
Okay. But are there any chances of the system being hacked? Are there any loopholes that could be, misused?
So, to be very honest, there is nothing which is 100% foolproof. But what we need to see is that whether under reasonable situations, under reasonable levels of, expected ways in which students might want to tamper with the system, are we robust enough to stop those? Then the answer to that question is yes, very much. Because if you look at it, the normal methods in which students might be able to, use some sort of unfair means could be by use of help of somebody else, could be by use of Googling, etc., could be by use of using some other applications. Those kind of risks are very much well taken care by systems like ours as well as others which are there in the market. And so positively, remote proctoring as it stands today is robust and mature enough as a technology to stop, unfair means or use of unfair means by students. But if the question is it 100% foolproof? Can it not be hacked? Then my submission to that would be that nothing in this, in the digital world cannot be hacked. Even the best of digital platforms have been hacked in the past. But it cannot be done by reasonable means, by reasonable people in the reasonably short period of time of the exam. And hence, the solutions are pretty robust and can ensure fair assessments.
But again, connectivity is an issue in India. Of course, 4G penetration has increased in India, but connectivity, especially in rural and semi-urban areas, does continue. So during these online proctored examinations, wouldn't there also be a lot of technical glitches that you'll have to take care of?
We've had experiences all through last year as well as in this year. And if I will share, when these things started in the beginning of last year, then at least two or three pockets in the country, the remote corners in the northeast, as well as Jammu and Kashmir, which was under a digital lockdown. So both of these places, there were acute problems. Rest of the places, most people were able to manage. Remember that even for centers, students had to travel to some distance. And some students had to travel even a larger distance if you are talking about admission entrance exams. So you were in any case inconveniencing some students to, resort to going to a different location. So when exam dates were announced, most students were able to get access through a device which perhaps did not belong to them and at a location which had access to, if nothing else, a 4G connection. And that helped people participate. In fact, we have done, remotely proctored exams for multiple universities and attendance has been really great. It has been at 99.9% for most of the university students, even though students were from all pockets. You know, in Bengal, they were from Sundarbans, even in Darjeeling and Shillong, which are like, you know, a hilly terrain where connectivity perhaps cannot be the best. But most students were able to handle this. Plus, also, the technology has become robust over the last, you know, year and a half in our country. And so, the fluctuations in the internet bandwidth has now been taken care of in the technology which is deployed. So, if your bandwidth is fluctuating, your test doesn't stop. It keeps on going. And as the bandwidth gets restored again, it is able to recover from that. And as a result of this asynchronous nature at the back end in the technology, the fluctuating nature has been accommodated. And together, both of this together, we are able to, you know, make sure that students are not left out. And the percentage of attendance which I just shared are factually correct figures from, you know, universities in multiple states. And it's a good indicator that students are able to manage the access, maybe not directly owned by them, but are able to manage it through one level of contact.
But, you know, coming to the exam format itself, of course, you know, a lot of educational institutions have experimented with a lot of things. Of course, open book exams, for instance, the way Delhi University had kind of experimented last year as well. But would you think that, you know, having an online proctored exam would be a much better option rather than just an open book exam where, you know, you really don't kind of test the learning outcomes of what they've studied?
Positively, I think, you know, we work with a large number of central universities such as, you know, BHU and Jamia, and some of them are doing open book, as well as there are others which are doing proctored exams for the semesters as well. And there is nothing wrong with the open book concept, except that I think the higher education sector in our country is still to really understand. You know, open book can be pretty challenging. A large number of medical and legal schools and universities abroad do open book exams regularly. But then the questions need to be framed of a very, very different nature. It needs to be project-based. It needs to be, you know, very different higher-order thinking needs to be deployed. Unfortunately, our current pattern doesn't, you know, allow that kind of questioning mechanism. And as a result of that, most open book exams which are happening in our country are really, I would say, not as robust a mechanism to assess the real quality of students. Also, over the last year, the proctored exams have also accommodated students who want to upload, you know, handwritten answer scripts as answers. So while proctoring is going on, students are able to upload their handwritten answer sheets. And so you have best of both. You have subjective answers, which are the responses are written on a piece of paper and then uploaded. And at the same time, proctoring is going on. So as a result of that, both the patterns have got merged. The new technology of proctoring remotely, invigilating remotely, as well as subjective exams, which are the norm for our university examination system.
Sure. Just one last question from my side. As far as the acceptance is concerned, are you seeing, you know, now that it's been more than a year that we are studying from home right now due to COVID, is there a higher acceptance for online proctoring among universities across the country?
So I think overall, the entire higher education as well as the education sector in general has, you know, had to experiment with digital technologies, online technologies, some by choice and some have had to do it by compulsion. But the net result is that the acceptance level, the comfort level of people has increased significantly towards, you know, video in general, online services, broadly speaking, across all fields of life, and learning is no different. And as a result of which, you know, education has always been a very traditional sector. And keeping that in mind, this acceptance of new technology that, yes, this can be used, video can be used, assessment can be done remotely, we can invigilate and look at the student and do this with a degree of fairness, that degree of acceptance has increased phenomenally. And I believe that acceptance will lead to, you know, even when COVID might not be there as a risk factor and schools and universities will be open, but still this comfort level will ensure that, you know, a mix will emerge. There will be both physical as well as this digital component, which will work hand in hand towards a robust learning environment.
Thank you, Mr. Mokhtar. Thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you, Saraswati. It was a pleasure to be part of the show.
With that, it's a wrap on today's episode of FutureWise. I'm sure you listeners have gained a lot of valuable insights from this conversation. If you want us to cover any topic or want to give any feedback, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.